This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem. We're up to Sif Vav. Shachach v'shimesh mitasa b'tfilin. Let's say you forgot and someone had marital relations and the tefillin are there. I don't think it means he's wearing the tefillin, but it means that it's by his head, it's on the bed. You should not touch, not the batim, not the straps, until you wash your hands. Because your yadayim are busy, and maybe he touched a dirty spot. I mean, how could you not ask? What do you mean, maybe he touched a dirty spot? Because you're dying maskaniyos. I mean, okay. Says Mishrachi to Yadav Yachar Kach Yechalsim, and then you remove them. Oh, so it's talking about he is wearing them. So not only is it in the bed, but he's wearing the tefillin. He's mamash a tzaddik. The guy wears tefillin. He goes to sleep in his tefillin. So then he should continue wearing the tefillin until he washes his hands, then he removes them. Ad sheyikaneach hakeri, until he wipes off the keri. I guess he's not going into the bathroom to wash his hands. So now, what if you know? Well, he has a river running through his bedroom, and he's gonna wash his hands in this river. The guy, or he has his own personal sink. He's enough of a tzaddik. He installed a sink. But he didn't remember to take off the tefillin. Siv Zayin, Yashen Bahem. Someone slept in tefillin, Vera Keri. And he became Tam Al Yechaz Batim. He shouldn't touch the Batim. Al Yechaz Beretsua Umeisar Isam. Touch the strap. Grab the strap and remove them. Even though we had earlier that you should not really remove the tefillin that way by grabbing onto the strap. But you grab the strap. And you remove them. Haga'achi kanecha kermi alav, until you wipe off the keri, vito yad and wash your hands. Says the Mishmar Eliyachos, Bezelei chashin and kokach shemanagu makamati noifes. Main question is, why are you allowed to touch the strap? But we just learned in Sifvav, you're not allowed to touch the ritsua. The answer is, that's by Tashmish Amita. So there, maybe nagu b'makamati noifes. So here is just raw keri. Therefore, they're makel that you could touch the strap so you don't keep the tefillin on you. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Mem Zayin Siv Katan Gimel, the Dershu brings a very important halacha that if your hands are dirty, you should not touch Svarim either. Someone who comes out of a Beis HaKisei is not to touch Svarim until you wash your hands. Now, when it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, let's say Megillas Esther, then even if your hands are not dirty, if they're Stam Yadayim, you're also not allowed to touch them. So Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to touch, period. You can't touch the Sefer Torah with your hands, even if you wash your hands. Megillas Esther requires Netilas Yadayim. Kisvei HaKodesh require Netilas Yadayim. And then Stam Svarim do not require Netilas Yadayim, but if they're dirty, you're not allowed to touch them. Says Mishra Vito Yadav, Aval Acher Kach Muta Al Nichan Afapush Tameh. Afterwards, you're allowed to put them on, even though you're tummy. In other words, you don't have to go to the mikvah to wear a tefillin. Sivches, Hanichnas L'sudas Keva. If you're going into a set meal, an established meal, Cholzon, take off your tefillin, Umanichan Al HaShulchan, and you leave them on the table, it's man bracha, until the time of bracha, until the time that you make a bracha, then you put them on again. Just for herring and kichel, you don't have to take them off. Says Mishnah Berurah, Cholzon, we're afraid you might get drunk. Meaning, b'shas bracha means, In other words, don't wait till after the bracha achrona to put on tefillin. You're mevato d'oraisa of wearing tefillin. Put on the tefillin right after the meal. Aval, b'sefer shulchan shloimai, in the sefer shulchan shloimai, mistapik, the efshad azel dafka misham nichon kol hayom. This din, that lachila sara, you don't have to take them off, is talking about someone who wears tefillin all day. Aval, loy misha darka laniach, b'shas kriya shema tefillah. A guy who just wears tefillin for shacharis, for him to leave on his tefillin to eat herring and kichel, it's incongruent. He has his tefillin off the second davening is over. He doesn't even learn in the tefillin. And now, but he's going to keep it on for a herring? So that his tefillin should smell like herring for the next 3 weeks? No. That's questionable. Brought from the name of the Chazon Ish, he disagrees that even those who don't wear tefillin kol hayom, you're allowed to eat achilas arai. However, Yoshev says, "Hamachmer tavo yalav bracha." What is achilas arai? Near the shir achilas arai, who kabeitza uchadin sukkah b'simin tafreish lamates ya'ayin sham. Okay, so this concludes Simin Mem. So I have very exciting news for you. The regular continuation of Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua with Simin Mem Aleph will be'ezus Hashem continue with Hashem's help a week from tomorrow, Tuesday morning. However, our very dear friend Rabbi Yitzchak Yeager Shlita will be giving a 5-minute halacha shir Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're giving them off Friday and Monday, 4 days. Okay? So just to keep the kvios, we learn every day, 9 o'clock, so it's going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be not continuation, but on what we've learned so far. So, by the way, Rabbi Yeager is the author of many volumes of Sifrei Halacha called Guidelines. So it's, we want to thank Rabbi Yeager for keeping the kvias going. Yashu Kayach. And also an eminent Marbitz Torah on Yushalayim. Shkayach. Okay, have a good day, everyone. We'll see you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.